It's the intro, the intro, the intro, the intro. Man, this should get all out of it. Come on. We back, everybody. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. To the pod. Didn't get out of the pod, y'all. We back for another week. I heard that harmony. I don't think I didn't hear it when I did.
I'm Paquito.
Paquito. What's up, y'all? It's Jam.
And it's Gigi. Hey, y'all.
What's up, sister?
Nothing
How
much.
You coming? How you coming?
Good.
How you feeling?
I'm good. This was a rough week, but I made it through. Nothing
that persevered.
And a little liquor.
Okay. A little drink. Sis got a drink in her cup. I have water because I don't have any like readily available drinks except for this espresso cold brew martini situation that I got. They would sample it in a grocery store. And the guy was like, do you like espresso martinis? And I was like, I had walked past them. I had to double back. He's like, do you like espresso martinis? I'm like, hey. You said what? And I tried it and the store was good. So I have one of those, but I fucked up because we went to like a little earlier this week? Yeah, it was Monday night. We went to a performance. One of my friends has a cousin who sings from Chicago, was out here doing a show. And so we went to support her show at Soho House. And we had made some of the little martini. We had made a little like latte out of these cold brews at home to like pregame it just a little bit. Like we just had one drink each. But then when we got to Soho House, we sat at the bar and also just had a regular espresso martini.
Oh, wow. You were up all night.
I was up all night, but not like up wired. I'm just in the bed with my eyes closed and then the world is just existing behind my eyelids. Like my eyes are closed, but I cannot. It's like a party happening in my brain.
Yeah. But see, I drink like, coffee already, so I never feel like that with espresso martini.
But see, I drink coffee too, but I always drink coffee in the morning. I'm on one cup a day and very routine. I drink my coffee either on the way to work or when I get to work. I very rarely drink coffee like after 1 p.m.
Oh, no. Very rarely. I'm having coffee all day.
No, I can't. I feel like I would get the caffeine headaches when I don't drink it. I'm trying to avoid that. Yeah. I'll be wearing that Nespresso out. So that's the only drink that I have in my fridge, and it is coming up on 7 p.m. But yeah, if I drink one of those right now, I fear I would have a similar experience. I'm drinking water, but I likely will probably make me a little mezcal cocktail after, because it's Friday, bitches, when we record.
I'm very proud of you drinking mezcal. Very proud.
I love it. I definitely have to give that, attribute that to Renita, who has been watching us on the YouTube. Hi, mother. She's going to love that.
Hi, Renita.
She definitely has been watching. Shout out to my mama. She's one of the four viewers on our YouTube. Thank you.
I love you a lot.
You gotta start somewhere. She texts me every week like link to the YouTube, please. I'm like, it's in
YouTube.
The bio. It's in the. Did you look at the bio? Did you look at the last text message last time you asked me and I responded?
No, Renita is needing. The link to
it's
the YouTube.
It's the command of it all. Link to the podcast, please.
I wish y'all knew Renita the way we know Renita.
It's the audacity. We got to bring her on with that because she's kind of like a low key celebrity. I feel like on our podcast we talk about it all the time.
Listen, she definitely needs to be on. But we need to do that when we're like all in LA though.
We're all in LA, you should come here for Memorial Day. Or we're all in Chicago. I'll be there this spring and summer. So
okay, we'll figure it out.
So all is well, we're having us a little drink. It's been a week. It also has been a little bit of a it's been a weird week for me because shout out to being a federal employee. We had President's Day off. I told y'all before. Ooh. Shout out to Obama them. Shout out to Obama, then. Shout out to President Barbie, Issa Rae, like all the presidents, dead presidents, all the presidents. Fuck with y'all, heavy for the 4-day weekend.
Right.
Fuck with y'all. God bless America. Heavy. So I was off from Friday to Monday, and then I went back to work on Tuesday, thinking Tuesday was Wednesday. Like my whole week has been completely thrown off, and hence we didn't record yesterday. I was just discombobulated. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life definitely been life in. I kind of wanted to I like to like share the kind of cool things that I find on the interwebs, because most of the things on the interwebs are trash. But I do like to share some stuff. So I came across this profile on TikTok called Off Work. It's like off and then work is spelled WORQUE. Mm. And it's pretty much this LA-based, it's brand new. They're just starting it. The membership for it actually opens up on the 26th. And it's like a LA social club for Black women who are just like trying to find their third space. It's like, it's all about like creating work-life balance. So it's like, hey, this isn't like specifically for any kind of profession. It's not necessarily like geared towards any specific thing. It's just like, are you looking for community? Are you having a hard time finding friends as an adult? Are you a dope Black woman? Like they're going to curate events and stuff like that. And just, it's just, I think they actually have a physical space as well from what I saw on the page. Every once in a while, I really fuck with the algorithm for putting things in my space that I actually enjoy and can benefit from.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited. When that opens up, I'm going to join it. Cause I'm like, a Black woman social club in LA sounds like my type of vibe, in-person events and just like, you know, whether it's book clubs, whether it's like little dinners and things like that, trying out new restaurants and stuff. I've been seeing stuff like that pop up. There's this TikToker on TikTok. There's this girl on TikTok, or lady, I should say. Her name's Angela. Have you ever seen her? She's in Chicago.
Oh,
she do a lot of fashion stuff.
Yeah, I've seen her. Yeah. On TikTok.
She does something similar where she hosts these like in-person events. Like a social club type thing in LA. Like, hey, we're going to have a dinner and I'll meet up and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's
so
cool.
In the spirit of trying to find me something to do with my life, in 2024, we're going to try that. Maybe I'm going to join a social club, as if I'm not already a member of the largest Black women social club, but we're going to do both. I thought that was cool. I'm gonna get my life together.
That's a nice connection.
I'm gonna get my life together. Yeah. What else has been going on in life? Girl, will you believe that on the last episode we recorded, you know, I went and took my little brother to the airport right after that?
Yeah.
Why did I get rear-ended?
I feel like this is the second time. Last week, I was shocked about the earthquakes. Now, I got rear-ended. And I'm like, oh. What?
Please, let me tell you the story. We're driving. I'm on the freeway. I'm literally about to get off the exit to LAX on the 405, which if you know, you know, the 405 is trash. The 405 is like that when you get downtown, that little area downtown when it's split between 290 and it's always
994.
That's what 405 is by LAX. So we about to get off and we're merging onto the exit ramp. And so traffic is slowing down. The car in front of me stops. I stop. The car behind me, did I get the stop memo? We didn't, the brake lights, nothing alerted. She was like, I'm not, fuck it, we ball. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. And just punched my shit. She wasn't going terribly fast. I honestly think she just wasn't paying attention. And by the time she looked up and was paying attention, she was already on my ass. And so she tried to brake, but just slid right into the back. And because she in the SUV, my car sit real low. So she all on top. Like, it was just like, come on, bro.
Wait, was it bad?
It's not like my whole bumper, like it looked like she tried to swerve a little bit because it's just on the right side of my bumper.
Yeah.
Completely crunched, cracked, dragging on the ground. She dented my trunk because, again, my car is low. So she's in an SUV and hit me. So her grill hit, like, my trunk and my bumper. And so my trunk is complete, like, had a big, fat dent in it. It didn't mess up the body of the car, thank God. But my whole fender and my trunk is messed up. So I'm like, I get out the car like, let me get your papers, man. Like, come on. She's like, here she go. Oh my God, this is my first accident. I can't believe this. It just, everybody just stopped out of nowhere. We're on an exit ramp.
Ma'am, so I don't want to hear none of that. Give me your papers.
Give me the paperwork. This is my first accident. Oh my God. But do you want to take a selfie? Like, why are you excited?
White girl.
No, she was suspicious of Hispanic. A little Maria. La Maria.
Maria.
La Maria. And I'm like, she's like, yeah, everybody just stopped out of nowhere except you. Everybody stopped out of nowhere but you. Seems to be a missing link here. Everybody else managed to stop.
Except you. Because she was probably on that phone. On that phone. Pay attention, baby.
Let me pull up my insurance will cover it up. It's almost like she was like, she thought she was doing me a favor. She's like, don't worry. I have insurance. My insurance will cover it up. Baby, who about to come pick the bumper up and put it in the trunk right now? I need you to be a little more frustrated. I need you to be a little bit more disappointed in yourself.
I'm sure her
you
car
act
was.
Like you just motherfucking won a carnival game.
Let me get the teddy bear.
She's like, this is my first accident, bitch. Okay, we out here hitting shit, period. Are you good? Like, it's cold. I'm like shaking. I ain't got nothing but we on the side of the freeway. I didn't pull over. Mama's still in the middle of the lane. This clearly is her first time. She's still in the middle of the lane. She don't even pull over to the shoulder. So now the rest of the traffic is bagged up, trying to go around her, but then still get back over to get onto the off-ramp. I'm like, please hurry up, lady, because you're about to cause a pile-up.
Over you not paying attention.
She's like, I can't believe this happened. Like, everybody just stopped.
Girl, we are
in the middle
of 405, and she acting like you in a movie. Get out of here.
And I got to get this 6'4 nigga to the airport, or else I got to blow up the air mattress. Please, the papers. Please, give me the papers, lady. Please.
What?
Like, do you want my autograph right now? I don't understand what you think just happened. Because clearly we're having two different experiences right now. So that happened directly following our last recording session. But other than that, you know, life has been moving and grooving.
Moving and grooving.
I'm deep into the book. I'll definitely be done by Sunday.
Ooh, I read it in like 3 days.
It's good. Wait, book club is Sunday, right? Or is it the 26th?
No, I can't do Sunday.
Oh, did I make up that?
Yeah, you did. Well, you didn't check your email because I definitely sent an email.
Oh, yeah, I don't be checking that email like that. You're right. Okay. So I got more time is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a problem then. Baby, I was racing to the finish line for Sunday. I was like, I'm not doing nothing on Saturday. I'm wrapping it up.
That book was so good.
That's going to be a movie.
Listen,
Love Song Ricky Wilde. What's the name of the damn book? I love Ricky.
A love song for Ricky Wilde by Tia Williams.
It's good.
It is such a well-written book.
It's good.
So many layers, so much to talk about.
It got me feeling things, y'all. I'm reading the book like.
And I must say, I'm very proud of my twin. She has read 2 books so far.
Thank you. I've read 2 books. I listened to a book on Audible. I actually picked back up in the gym this morning. I started tuning back into Atomic Habits. I never finished Atomic Habits. On Audible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's good. I never finished it, so I actually went back into that on Audible. So I'm about to start kind of like double tapping my Audible and my regular books. I think I like reading the fiction.
I actually started reading this one.
Ooh.
actually really good.
It's the way you just be rolling through the books. You don't be needing a little book break. You don't be needing a little.
I'll probably read this one this week. Like, maybe be done by Monday on this one. But it's
actually really good. You be watching movies and stuff?
Oh, I be watching shows. Like, I'm working during the day, so I'll watch the shows and work.
Oh,
and then at night, I'll, like, grab my book, and then I'll read. If we happen to go somewhere, I'll sit in the car and just read. Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. So, this one is about...
Sometimes I'll be like... What the fuck do I be doing with my 24 hours? What do I be doing? Because people be doing a lot of different stuff, and I just be like,
no,
what
I
be doing?
I'm struggling with my 24, but I do like to make time for this and word puzzles. I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a motherfucking meathead. I'm like, I'll be like, I went to the gym. Like, how do you fit so many various activities into the day?
You just call yourself a me.
Like, I'm like, I went to the gym and I took a nap. And that's like it. I have reached my capacity for the day. Gym, work, nap.
Wait. Clearly I'm a me head. What? Say,
I just don't. I don't think somebody be stealing some hours from me. I think I don't think I'm getting a full 24. Somebody fucking with my shit. Somebody fucking with my personal clock and stealing some hours from me. Because there's no way I got the same 24 hours as Beyonce. This bitch then went to the moon and back. There's no way somebody stealing from me and I want it back.
I am stealing. That you are a meathead. The fact that you qualify. <a meathead.
laughs> I'm really That's like the only thing that I can account for in my day other than work. I'm like, I did go to the gym today. Lift some shit. I did lift some shit today, so I guess that counts. And after that, it's just dust. After that, it's just no idea where the rest of the hours of the day go. And I have nothing left to report after the gym. What else have I accomplished?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh. It's actually very frustrating. Literally yesterday, I sat on the couch. I came home from work, and I sat on the couch. And I just sat there. It was like we had a Grey's Anatomy was on the TV, and I'm just scrolling, and I literally blink, and 2 hours has passed, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just do with my time? 2 whole hours just passed.
Listen, that's why I tell people writing a to-do list is the best thing that I've at, like, not just a to-do list, but a time block to-do list. It sounds crazy, but it really holds me accountable to know, like, where I have spent time.
I need to write a to-don't list. Don't piss me off and sit on this couch and motherfucking scroll on TikTok with Reese Tisa for 2 hours. Don't do that. How about that? Do anything but that. Actually.
Or do it, like, for a little bit and then stop.
Like, why it gotta be so extreme? Like, why have you sat in the same fucking spot for 2.5 hours and you ain't moved nothing but your thumb to scroll to the next video? I pissed myself off so bad yesterday. I was like, my whole night was ruined.
Wait, you watched?
I was like, now I gotta get in the shower and go to bed.
Wait, you watched the whole thing in one setting?
No, but I was catching up because I had to take a break. I watched the first 30 and then I was like, I need to take a break. So then I was catching up on the rest of them and I watched quite a few. And
but you know what? I feel like if I had to listen to it the way everybody else was listening to it, they were listening to it like an audiobook.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
I wasn't.
It was like a little podcast.
I wasn't.
You watched it on YouTube?
No, I watched it on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
But what I did was to hurry up and get through it, I held my finger down so it can go faster.
I cannot do that. I tried to do that and that bitch sounded like she was talking in Chinese. How do y'all do that? I tried to turn that thing on two speed, and she's like, "Then we get Maria to the house and the water and then pass over." And I was like,
"Wait, I'm missing critical shit."
This is not how we plan to do today. This is not.
I was lying. I'm never listening to you motherfuckers again. I don't know what Risa just said. She was like, then I have cash office in the house, and then now she's lying. And then she's separating. I was like, oh, wait a goddamn minute. Let me slow it back down. I'm not with everybody else. I'm not on the same. I do not have the same level of sonic comprehension that you motherfuckers got. Because that was too fast for me. No.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Mm-mm, I had to watch that in true form, true speed. Baby, take your time, Reese.
I held that thing down, and I was like, go for it. Because I couldn't take her slow talking. That slow talking was going to get me. I was like, babes, I got you. Okay. And then what else?
I tried, and I could not. I was getting confused. That 2X fucked me up. Yeah. And it would get I also have a problem with high-pitched voices. I don't like nobody who got a squeaky high-pitched voice. That's why I can't listen to Kendrick Lamar. I could never listen to Tory Lanez, Jacquees. I don't like none of the niggas that be all up in their higher upper octave. I don't be liking that. It don't compute well with my inner sonic composure. It don't work well with me. I don't like that squeaky shit. So when you speed it up, then he starts like this. And
it was not that
maybe
bad.
The one I listened to, I picked the bad one. I think I might have just picked a video where she was really in her ramble bag. Because when I sped it up, I said, oh, absolutely not. How the hell are y'all listening to this?
That's how I got through it. In like, I think like 2 days. I was like, oh no, I can't listen to her talk this slow. I need to know, like, okay, get with it. Thank you.
I just turned it on in the car and set my phone down. It was just like listening to a podcast on the way to work. I just let it play.
We're not even going to go into that conversation because we've already.
Right. We said we was not even about to. Yeah, we not about to talk about Risa Tisa. I know everybody been talking about Risa Tisa. At this point, we all know what's going on. Now, what I did hear is that she might be falling into a nice little bag. Because everybody want a little piece of this story. She getting sponsors and shit. Come on here and tell y'all a couple stories.
I think like 4 or 5 people want to send her to London and Paris. Like, hey, if that's what you get out of this.
I identify with that because we literally talked about how we wanted to go to London and Paris. We have literally talked about how much we love London and Paris.
Oh,
you literally honeymooned in London and Paris.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. All right, sis, come on. Okay. Because we are.
Right. Now that we got that out of our system, we're going to be here all night fucking around with y'all. Okay, y'all. So on today's chit chat, I want to talk about something that I find really interesting. And I think Twin finds it really interesting now. Yeah. But I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the 16 personality test. Mm-hmm. Okay. The 16 personality test, ultimately, it's like, for me, this is like my astrology. You know how people are like, oh, if you're a Gemini, you're this. Da, 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 da. This is like my astrology because it feels a little bit more backed in like science and a little, and not even in science, but in like in behavioral patterns and less in like woo-woo the stars. It's probably the same shit. So ultimately, there's different personality types and it breaks it down into these different groups. So you take the personality test. And it asks you all these kind of like situational and behavioral type of questions. Like, are you this kind of friend in a group setting? Are you more likely to do this and more likely to do that? It's kind of like a survey style test. And based off of that test, it pretty much puts you into this bucket it identifies you as one of these 16 different personality types. Now, I'm not going to go through all the different personality types because I really just want to spend time talking about the personality types that G and I were identified as and see if we connect with them. But what I will do is I will link the website in the description box, and it's called the 16personalities.com. So you can just Google that. It's free to take the test, and then you get your answers. And ultimately, it's talking about how your personality and your personality type guides your behavior in various ways, whether that's just in work, in life, in execution, how you get things done. All of that stuff is connected back to the personality type that you fall into. So what mm-hmm. I will do, though, I will just read the 16, like what the 16 personalities are, and then we'll talk about where we fall.
Okay.
So the first group of personality types are analysts. And so you have the architect, who is imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. And then you have the logician. Am I saying that right?
How do you spell L-O-G-I-C-I-A-N.
Logician?
I'm not one of them.
We clearly not them, but the logician, innovative inventors with the unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Then you have the commander, bold, imaginative, and strong-willed leaders, always finding a way or making a way. And then you have the debater, smart and curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual argument or intellectual challenge, excuse me. And then the next category of personalities are the diplomats. So for the diplomats, you have the advocate, quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealist. And then you have the mediator, poetic, kind, and altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. You have the protagonist, charismatic and inspiring leaders able to mesmerize their listeners. You have the campaigner, enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. And then the next category are the sentinels. And then you have the logistician. That's the word I was getting it confused with. This word is logistician. Mm. The other one has to be, I'm not going to try it. But logistician is practical and fact-minded individuals whose reliability cannot be doubted. Then you have the defender, very dedicated and warm protectors, always ready to defend their loved ones. The executive, excellent administrators, unsurpassed at managing things or people. And then the council, extraordinarily caring, social, and popular people, always eager to help. And then I think the last category are the explorers. You have the virtuoso, bold and practical experimenters, masters of all kinds of tools. Adventurer, flexible and charming artist, always ready to explore and experience something new. The entrepreneur, smart, energetic, and very perceptive people who truly enjoy living on the edge. And then the entertainer, spontaneous, energetic, and enthusiastic people. Life is never boring around them. So those are all 16 personality types. And now we're going to talk about what we got. Let's review our results. Okay, who should go first?
You.
Okay. So I received the campaigner personality. Campaigners are enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. They embrace big ideas and actions that reflect their sense of hope and goodwill towards others. Campaigners like to belong to the diplomat role and group and embrace the people mastery strategy. And so my traits, like they give your like,
yeah.
So they give you, for context for everyone listening, they give you your personality type and then they break down each personality type. They break it down into like five different traits, and it's energy, mind, nature, tactics, and identity. And then they tell you like what percentage of that, like where you fall on the spectrum of that. So for energy, I'm 68.
Are yours those, that list? What's the list? You said mind and what?
Energy, mind, nature, tactics, and identity are my traits.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they're different for each one. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you have different traits?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting because I want to know. I don't know what the other ones look like.
Yeah.
So my energy trait is 68% extroverted. And then my mind trait is 68% intuitive. My nature trait is 67% feeling. My tactics trait is 51% prospecting, and my identity trait is 51% assertive.
Wow, that's interesting. So they, okay, I see what they did. I see what you're reading, but okay.
Okay, you see where I'm at?
Yeah, but it's different on mine, but it's the same.
Okay, should you do yours now? And then we'll kind of go back and forth.
Yep. Okay. So my personality is architect.
Mm.
Architects are imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. These thoughtful tacticians love perfecting the details of life, which is probably why I have a lot of anxiety, applying creativity and rationality. Mm. So mine's read a little bit. So I'm gonna just go by like the introverted. I am 64% introverted when whatever the first one is, what's the first one that you have on your list?
Energy.
So my
energy.
Yeah, 64% introverted and 54% intuitive.
So that's your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 61% thinking.
Your nature. Okay. Yeah.
74% is judging.
Ooh.
Which is what? What is that?
That's your tactics.
Mm-hmm. And 60% of turbulent.
And that's your identity. Mm. So it's like assertive on one end, turbulent on the other end.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. Were you surprised by your results in any way? Or are you like, this is completely on brand? Have you ever done this before?
So I've done a lot of different ones. I've done them like for work and stuff. And Myers-Briggs, I think that's what you call it.
Yeah, and that other one that starts with like a G, like Good Links or Gold something. I did another one too.
That one. But then I also did another one, I think DISC. Again, corporate stuff. So I did DISC. That was so long ago. But I think I wasn't really surprised. I think when I was younger, it would have been a little bit different because I was just in a different place. But right now, I think I am very, very like a strategic thinker. And I'm always like sitting back, like I might be laughing, but I'm still watching and I still be like, But also to the point of like always having a plan for something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even go to the grocery store without a list.
That's amazing. Like, I aspire to be like you when I grow up.
I cannot go into no grocery store and be like, okay, I'm just going to let the cart lead me. Absolutely not. I need to know where
the not the cart lead me.
I need to know we're getting out of produce. I need to know we're getting out these various aisles. When we go to Trader Joe's, what are we getting? So I think I'm very like a thinker.
Mm.
So yeah, I wasn't really shy, but it was good to see.
Isn't it so interesting? Because I'm always like, whenever I take any kind of like quiz that's going to give you some results that are supposed to like identify you as like a certain type of person or something like that, I'm always like, this shit is just so generic. Like, like whenever you see horoscope stuff and it'd be like, Gemini's be like this and Aries be like this. Like, by the time you get around to it, we all just shared the same damn qualities. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, it's all generic. But for some reason, I really like this. One, having 16 different personality types, I like that it's so many.
Yeah.
And you can kind of like intermix and and kind of like be a combination of certain things. I think for me, this hit home for me because there was the campaigner and then there was the entertainer. And I think if I was to ask people what they thought I would be, a lot of people would probably say I would be the entertainer. Mm-hmm. But I think what I really enjoy about the campaigner description is that they embrace big ideas and actions that reflect their sense of hope and goodwill towards others. I am a very like, I just want everything to be okay. I want everyone, like, I'm a very like hopeful person. I'm a very like, can't let's just all embrace the beauty of the world. Like, my little hippie that's in me, I think really speaks to the campaigner. with my little hat. I think that really speaks to the campaigner in me, and then the enthusiasm and the creative and the social free spirit and all that, I think is like, that's my external. And then my internal is the other things that I just mentioned. So I'm curious, and I wonder, does yours let you run down where got like strengths and weaknesses?
Oh, here it is. Romantic relationships.
Okay, cool.
Yikes. Let's see marriage, because I ain't dating no
more. I know. So okay, let's deep dive a little bit. Maybe. So let's look at strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, strengths and weaknesses. Okay.
Okay, so for the campaigner, let me see, because there's a whole list. I don't want to like read all the things. Okay, so I'm going to just list what it says my strengths and weaknesses are. So for strengths, it says curious, perceptive, enthusiastic, excellent communicators, easygoing, good-natured, and positive. What are yours?
Rational, informed. I'm always going to be informed. Independent, determined, curious, and original. I mean, that's pretty much right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like original. It sounds so stern. Yours sounds so stern and so well put together. like a principal.
That's true. I think, but you know what? We won't go too deep into this, but I do think that personality and birth order has a lot to do with a lot. Have you ever studied birth order?
Mm-hmm. We talked about that a little bit last episode too.
Yes, I love birth order. We can move to the weaknesses.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to do some separate episode on birth order. Yeah. Okay, so weaknesses ate me up. They ate me up a little bit in the weaknesses, I ain't gonna lie. So weaknesses: people pleasing, unfocused, disorganized, overly accommodating, overly optimistic, restless.
You better go get you some sleep.
In my business. Personality.com.
This one is a little tough.
What's yours? I'm very curious to know what yours is. Architect.
Arrogant.
Ooh. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Dismissive of emotions. Overly critical. Combative. I don't know how I feel about this. Oh, well, okay. Socially clueless. It says, one part says that these personalities may become cynical about the value of relationships altogether, questioning the importance of love and connection. So I guess I can. Because I will
okay.
be. So,
I was about to say, now, you one thing you will do is tell somebody to go to hell forever. The one thing you will do is say, bye.
And cuss your ass out while I say, get the fuck out of my face.
And to cuss your ass out, kiss my ass and good riddance now. They might have ate you up right there.
I mean.
They might have ate you up. Okay, yeah. So I was from the strengths and the weaknesses, pick the one from each list that you identify with the most. One strength and one weakness that you like. Yeah.
Well, that's tough. One?
I mean, or however many. Your world, you know.
Okay, I'll go with two for mine.
Okay.
The first one is informed, because one thing I'm always going to be is to know what the fuck is going on. I'm going to know what's going on, and I'm going to make people believe I don't have a clue, okay? I'm going to be informed. The other part is being original, and I think I picked this one too because it says this personality type's rebellious streak is responsible for some of history's most unconventional ideas and inventions. Now, let me tell you something. I am going to be my most original self because girl be you. I mean, that's what
girl be doing. You. Wow. That's it.
It's original.
That's it. See, this is good. I don't know. This hits a little bit harder than the moons and the stars and the rising. I don't know. Because okay, this like they really know us.
They do. Okay.
Okay, so I think the two strengths that I appreciate the most or that I connect to the most is perceptive. And it says, to people with this personality type, no one is unimportant, which might explain how they can pick up on even the subtlest shifts in another person's mood or expression because they're so sensitive to other people's feelings and needs. Mm-hmm. They can make full use of their caring and considerate nature. 100%. I am very, I always tell people that like I read energy very well, and just from like the moment I meet somebody, I can kind of already get a vibe for like what kind of character they have. Like I'm very in tune with like people's energy and their like, energy and character really well. Mm-hmm. So I am extremely observant and perceptive to people though. Baby, it could be a plane crashing out the sky. I'd be like, damn, how I missed that? But like somebody walking by who looks super interested. I am a huge observer of people. Like I always tell people if I ever went back to college, I would go back to college and get a theater degree all over again, because a theater degree, if done right, is just a study of human behavior and just a study of human experience. And that's just like, so cool to me. I love understanding people and how they are and why they are and how they feel. So I identify with that one. And then the other one was good-natured and positive. All of these strengths come together to form a person who is warm-hearted and approachable with an altruistic spirit and a friendly disposition. They strive to get along with pretty much everyone, and their circles of acquaintances and friends often stretch far and wide. That 100% is me. I just like good natured and positive. Like, it's funny because I say a lot, like, don't piss me off, because it takes a lot to piss me off. I really am a like glass half full, rose colored glasses girl in like most things. Like, you know what I mean? I just like to see the good in people. I like to see the good in things and the world, which is why they kind of eat me up in the weaknesses with the people pleaser and over accommodating. Cause I'm like, No. Mm-hmm. For the weaknesses, I would probably say the ones that hit the hardest, people pleasing used to be. I would say I have grown a lot out of my people pleasing nature. I too now will tell somebody to go to hell quickly because I am so perceptive. It don't take long for me to realize when you on bullshit and like gone on. Because I've done too much work to come up out of my people pleasing bag. So like, it's certain things I can't allow to happen because I know how I can easily turn into a big people pleaser. So that one, and then, I don't know, maybe disorganized, just because I hate how disorganized I am sometimes. Like, not in like a, it's just like, it just does not come natural to me. Even simple things, like, you know, I used to be so jealous of the girls who like come to school and they have like their binder and their pencils and all the pens are in. I know it's you. You used to be the girl who I could not stand because I was jealous because her whole life is together. Her locker is in pristine condition. Everything is
like that in high school.
I've never been in college. You go to the girls who dorm room is all in its shelves and there's a home for everything. Even like in home decor, I just don't have the eye or the mind for like, oh, this would be a great place to put this because then you can use this to store this. I'm like, somebody got to tell me that. Somebody got to show me that. Like, I cannot, my brain does not operate in that way. So I hate, it's something that I really want to work on. I hate how disorganized I am. Because no, I want to be organized. Like, I want to be.
Just start with something small. Like, I'm not super organized, but some stuff can't go. But I will say, the one weakness that hits home is being overly critical.
Ooh.
And I think it's okay. So it says these personalities tend to have a great deal of self-control, particularly when it comes to thoughts and feelings. When the people in their lives fail to match their level of restraint, they can become extremely critical. But this criticism can be unfair based on arbitrary standards rather than a full understanding of human nature. Because
who's a part of this?
Who wrote this? Oh, my daddy. My daddy probably wrote it. But I think for me, because I am, I won't go down the rabbit hole to say all of my thoughts, but what I will say is that I have always been that person to always kind of hold it together, hold my thoughts and feelings together and keep it together and do this and do that. And I feel like when other people can't do that, it's like, if I can do it, why can't you do it?
That's that critical. That's that. Yeah.
Like, if I'm doing the work, how come you can't do it? Why don't you get to do the work, but I got to do the work? And it just means that everybody is at different points in their journey.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that as I got older. But I used to be like, I mean, if I'm working out 2 hours, you can too. Like, no, people not doing that.
No, it don't work like that. We'll figure it out then. I don't understand.
Because I'm lazy.
It's like, well, honestly, it's because somebody keeps stealing my fucking hours. Somebody installed some time for me. So I can't, you got 2 hours. I don't have an hour to spare. So I only got 23 today. Somebody fucked my shit up. I'm screaming. Okay. I like this. Let's look over one more section because, y'all, this whole, I really want y'all to go. And I want people to take this test. I'm going to put it up on the Instagram and I'm going to make some content around this because I think this is really cool. It gives you all, like once you get your personality type, it gives you a whole breakdown of the personality type, strengths and weaknesses, romantic relationships, friendships, parenthood, career paths, workplace habits. Like it tells you how this personality type kind of exists in all those different facets. Mm-hmm. And I read through mine, all of mine when I took this and I'm like, it's like y'all know me a little bit. Like, it makes me want to retake the test again and see if I'll get the same thing. Because I'm like, this is, for me at least, very spot on for me in a lot of these situations. So I want to look at the friendship tab. I want to look at the friendship tab and see kind of what they say about the types of friends people with our personality types are.
First line says... Architects aren't everyone's cup of tea. Well, duh.
Shocker.
Not shocker.
We are, it says with natural, first of all, this is a real scientific, because there's a lot of words in here. They got me stumbling like I ain't go to college and it's pissing me off. With natural what? With natural vivacity.
What?
You heard that word before? Vivacity? What? V-I-V-A-C-I-T-Y. Vivacity? Natural that, people with this personality type, campaigners, are effortlessly sociable. They generally make friends wherever they go using their charm, their excellent communication skills, and their excellent communication skills to draw in interesting and diverse social circles, something that their personalities take pride in. It's true.
It's very true.
It's so true. I'm planning my 30th birthday right now. And I'm like trying to rally all my friends together. And I'm like, this is really a hosh-posh group of people because my friends just don't. I just have a different kind of friend. I have a friend for everything, a friend from every place. You know, I got my church friend, my high school friend, my college friend, my neighborhood friend, my LA friend. Like, I got a friend from everywhere. I can make a friend literally anywhere.
That's what's funny.
I was about to say, it was in my mind. Please.
Renita has a friend from here. And then she likes to bring us all together. And I'll be like this.
I'm learning. When you have this kind of personality where you make a friend everywhere, sometimes you have to realize and it becomes overwhelming. And I think it feeds in a negative way the people pleaser, because when you become mature and understanding that, like, it's not always like realistic that all your friends are going to be friends, or you can't always bring all these people together. Well, now the pressure gets on. Well, I still got to show up for all these friends. So it's a lot easier to show up for all your friends when you got one circle of friends and all of y'all is friends versus when you got friends in all these different pockets. Well, shit, now I got to figure out how to be 100% a good friend to this person and this person and this person. Like, there, that overlap isn't happening, which now I have pressure because I'm known as being the social butterfly. Everybody expects me to be the life of the party and the social butterfly. So I got to show up as the life of the party and the social butterfly in all these different worlds.
Yeah.
Because that's just who here we go with the overaccommodating, the people pleaser. Wow.
Listen, which leads us to architects aren't everyone's cup of tea, and they're okay with that. For the most part, they really don't care about being considered cool.
And they're okay with that. And they don't because they care about, wow.
I don't care about being considered cool. And they don't spend their time and energy on just anyone. This is so true. Like, so true. Instead, these personalities save themselves for friends who can match their intellectual curiosity and keep pace with their fast-moving mind. They do enjoy the pleasure of their own company in their own mind. But they also have meaningful connections with friends.
Let me tell y'all something about Janice. I'll never forget this. No one was more prepared and excited for a lockdown than Janice. Baby, Janice, you did not. All they had to say was lock. She was like, close the door. We're done. Never coming out. Baby, they couldn't even put out all the rules. And Janice was like, see y'all in a decade. I would literally come to Chicago and I'd be like, Twin, I'm here. She's like, bitch, meet me on the sidewalk. I got 3 minutes. I'm in the house right now. She's like, I'm in the house. I'm not coming outside. We're not doing nothing. I'm in the house. We're not going outside ever again. I'm not talking to people right now. Janice was no one was more prepared and on board with a lockdown than this woman. I kid you not. She was waving at me. I'm like, I'm about to drive past your house. Wave out the window. Let me know you're alive. She put the blinds down. Okay. And back in the house and turned the light off in the living room so I can know. That's it. We're done. I'm done socializing. I'm back in my hole.
Let me just defend myself for a quick second. I want people to understand something. I want people to understand something. 4 years. I'm not talking about 2-3 years. I'm talking about all through my 20s and 30s. I'm talking about outside. I'm talking about as soon as the sun came up, baby, I was outside until the sun was about to come back up again. I have been outside for so long, for so many years, that when they said lockdown and you get to go in the house and get paid and you ain't got to do nothing but be in the house, baby, I ran so fast in the house. But also, I was tired of peopling. For me, my battery gets very low when I got to people a whole lot. And I'm a pastor's kid. I've been peopling for 30 years.
That there is that.
And so, baby, and she ain't never lied. Because when they said la, I was in the house.
That you couldn't even get to down.
They was like,
they couldn't even. Like,
let me go to this grocery store.
All you heard was Janice.
Backing up my face.
Like, it was a wrap. Janice gathered her things and was done for. It was a wrap, baby.
And now I only come outside for people with intentionality. My people I love. Don't waste my time. Do not waste my time.
That's that architect. That's that architect talking.
I will be in the house with myself reading my books, baby.
That is so fucking funny. What does it say here? So it says, for the campaigner, they're generous and authentic and have much to offer in the realm of friendship. At times, however, they may struggle with a suspicion that they care more about their friends than their friends care about them. A suspicion that can leave these sociable, warm-hearted personalities feeling more than a little lonely.
We've had several conversations, and Whoever wrote this, y'all are in line. Y'all
in my business, reading my diary and shit. Whoever wrote this been in my notes app. All up in my notes app.
Ooh, y'all got her. Got him.
They said, for this personality type, I love this. Friendship is an opportunity to see the universe through another person's eyes. Oh, damn. That is beautiful.
Just so eloquently written, 16 personalities. Thank you.
See the universe through, because I just want to share the experience. I want to meet other people. What's life like for you? Let's go on a journey.
It is wild that you are such a hippie, but please proceed.
Oh my gosh, what else they got to say? Can turn any occasion into an adventure. It's a party no matter what with me. We literally, when I tell you, at your wedding, Denise, me, Uncle B, and Ariel was in that church cracking the fuck up at any and everything. It's always like, I was like, I cannot. Why would I ever sit next to Brian? Why would I ever sit next to him?
Why would you?
I
couldn't hear him.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what. It probably was not, no words even exchanged. Like, we'd just look at each other and be like, no words exchanged. Just absolute malarkey. Wow. Ever the idealist, campaigners may find it difficult to accept that they can't befriend everyone. It's like they give me a little flower and then they eat me up.
Yeah, I mean, eat you down.
Like, damn.
Yeah, because that's not right.
I don't know. I just love this. Okay, let's just go quickly to the, I just want to look at the conclusion real quick. It might not be nothing that we haven't already covered. Yeah. So, I mean, this was just something that like came to my mind. And I just thought it'd be interesting to talk to. It's a lot more in depth than what we talking about, y'all. There's different, like, so for my personality type, it's like, there's like little codes for it. Like I'm an ENFP-A. You know, so there's like a whole code and a system for it. It's really interesting. You can really get lost out in it. Clearly, I can't explain it well enough because these people got master's degrees who did this and PhDs, and I only went to college one time. I only did the one and I did the one and done degree program. Right. And so I didn't get the level of degree where they start talking like this.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to try and explain it any further because y'all going to start questioning my, you know what I'm saying? My character and my intellect, if I fuck up one more word. So I'm going to just leave it. I'm going to leave it where it is. Okay. Did you enjoy that? Did you like, I don't know. Gosh,
this was good. This was really good. Okay. I like how they just describe me to a T. Thanks.
To a T. Like I'm going to bookmark that and kind of, you know, save that for later when I'm going through something. I'll be like, this that damn campaigner again.
There it is. I see it.
Okay. Well, sis, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up and roll into you know what it is, what good, what's ghetto. So we can get up out of here.
That's right.
You want me to start or you got something?
Okay, go ahead and you start.
Okay. My good. What's good? It was 75 and sunny out here in LA today. And the reason why that's my good is because LA really will play with you sometime in this little fake winter ass month. And Here's what blows me about it. When it rains here, which it doesn't often, so I'm not complaining about the rain per se, but I guess because I haven't lived somewhere where it like rains regularly in a while, I don't recall when it rains in the Midwest, like a storm will come, it'll rain, and then the storm will pass, right? Like the storm will come, it'll pour down rain or whatever it's going to do for a few hours, maybe like overnight, maybe a day, and then the storm will pass. Why out here it got to rain nonstop for 4 days straight? It just, and it's like not like a downpour. It's just like somebody got a fucking sprinkler over you for just 4 days. It does not stop. Like, no exaggeration. Water falls from the sky for 4 days straight. And it's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's just gray, gloomy, and just wet and nasty outside. And it's like you go to sleep, it's raining, you wake up, it's still raining, you go like every, and it's just like 3 or 4 days straight, everything you do has to be in the rain. It don't stop. And it's just gray and gloomy. That's just annoying. What happened to the clouds just passing by? Why the clouds stuck, right?
Why y'all gotta stay?
So I don't like that. And it did, it had been doing that here for the last couple of weeks. It's been like our little rain season. It doesn't last very long, so I'm not complaining because it still be like 50, 60 degrees and it's fine. Yeah. But my good is that it finally was actually just sunny and a clear sky. And it's so pretty and scenic out here that like when you're driving and you see all the mountains are snow-capped because it's like winter where the mountains are. So it's like really cool. You're driving and it's 70 and it's sunny and the sky's all bright and blue. And then you look at the mountains and they got like snow on them. And I don't know, it's real cute and scenic. So I appreciated that on my commute home today, looking at the mountains. Looking at the mountains. And then also a good for me, I made, when I checked off something off my hobby list, I made a homemade date caramel.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, so I made the date caramel. It's like making a caramel syrup out of dates, like blending up dates and coconut milk. And it's actually really easy. It's just dates, coconut milk, and vanilla extract, and cinnamon. It's good. It's definitely sweet. It's definitely, I made it. I put a little bit in my latte this morning just to see how I liked it before I went crazy. It definitely is good. However, I am someone who is very sensitive to the flavor of coconut.
Oh, the milk.
It's not that I don't like it, but when coconut is in something, I taste the coconut more than anything. Yeah. I'm the same way with bananas, and I don't eat bananas. I hate bananas. I like banana nut bread. I hate bananas. So when a banana is in something like a smoothie, I don't care what else is in the smoothie. All I taste is banana. Really? And I can't. Yeah, I'm like, it's weird. My palate is so sensitive to certain things. So the caramel is good, but I taste a lot of coconut from the coconut milk. So I don't know if I use too much or what, but it takes away from like the caramel. Because in my mind, when I think caramel, I don't think coconut.
Right.
It's a little more coconutty than I would enjoy, but it's still good. It has a great flavor. It's super sweet, and I made a bunch of it, so I'm going to use it. So I'm going to make another. I'm going to keep using it in my like iced lattes because it shakes together well. But I was proud of that. I was like, I've said I'm going to buy these dates, and I'm going to try this recipe. So that was good.
Well, I've heard about that, and I wanted to do it. So let's see. A good... Oh, I released my Faith and Delusional journal.
Faith and Delusion. Pew, 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 pew. Get that. We're going to put the link in the description box on Amazon. Yes. Grab that.
So excited. Faith and Delusion. I just feel like everyone needs to have faith and delusion this year. Just be as delusional as possible.
You a real one for being on Amazon. I feel like that's some official shit. When you sell something on Amazon, that be a real top notch, top dollar. I don't know. Can I get it with Prime? I don't know.
Yes, you can. I just be like, okay, we just go. Be delusional.
I love it.
I'm a millionaire. I'm delusional.
Rich bitch.
Rich bitch. what's very ghetto, which is similar to an earlier story about you being rear-ended. I was minding my business today, and I typically don't do the whole yelling and screaming and stuff like that, but I don't know what got a hold of me, but me and one of my friends was in town from Canada, and we were walking across the street downtown. The light says that we had 9 seconds left, and we were literally walking across the street. The person wanted to turn left onto State, and apparently we were going too slow, and he honked his horn.
And I lost it. We don't do honking horns.
When I tell you I lost it, every white person on that corner was like,
they like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Excuse me, sir, I have 9 seconds left. I will stand in the middle of this street until all 9 seconds have left off this clock. And what did I do? I stood right there in this street.
Go over top of me. That's what my great granny used to say. Go over top of me then.
I just think that the rage of drivers is just very ghetto.
Yeah.
Like the rage and not knowing how to drive, not using turn signals. It's very ghetto. And maybe it's Chicago, but baby.
No, it's not. I be in the car cursing. Now, one thing I do be in the car is cursing somebody out. But just to vocalize my frustration, I don't necessarily ever got to like roll the window down and curse nobody out. But I'm definitely going to get them. What the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? That's going to come out.
In the car.
In the car to get it out. Because in LA, the problem is they don't drive with enough sense of urgency for me. And they like to just break 100,000 feet away from, you don't have to break all the way back here. You don't have to break all the way. Scoot up. You can fit a semi truck in between you and the other vehicle. You're holding traffic up. Drive the fucking car. You're creating more traffic than there needs to be. Just drive it. It's okay.
Right.
You can drive it a little bit more than that. You can go more than 45. Please.
It's
not just Chicago. People just can't drive. People just can't drive. Okay, yeah, that is very ghetto. My ghetto is just a quick little story. My ghetto is two words, Valentine's Day.
Oh, my.
Not for what you think. What? Not for what you think. Valentine's Day with my man was beautiful. Love him a lot. However, the real ghetto is it be your own people.
Okay.
Black-owned restaurants, come on in here. Black-owned restaurants, come on in here and take a seat. Let's chat. Let's chat.
That needs to be a conversation, but go ahead.
It will be. So, on Valentine's Day, there's a new Black-owned restaurant that opened up in the Hollywood neighborhood, which there's not a lot of Black-owned restaurants and, you know, our kind of food over here. So, I noticed that it had opened, like, late in January. It was a soft opening, all this stuff. So I tell my man, I say, hey, let's eat here on Valentine's Day. This seemed like cute vibe. It's our style. And it's brand new. Like, let's support this business. He was like, okay. Because he really be like, okay, sure for the black owned, but is it going to be good and is it going to be right? That he don't really be too interested in the, I'm say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud of all things, you know? And I'm like, let's just try it. Let's give it a chance. Cool. So we set the reservation. Everything's fine. We get there on time. Reservation there. We get seated. Now you walk in there. The vibe is cool. Decor is cool. The lights is low. It's a restaurant and lounge.
Restaurant
and lounge.
They definitely stepping on a 1, 2, 3. Go ahead. Okay.
So they take us to our table and we sitting in this big ass booth. The booth is big enough to seat a minimum of 10 people. Like, it's a huge U booth, which is like fine, but then the table is just like, it's not sized right for the booth. So the table is so far away from us and just sitting in the middle of this big ass booth. So we have to like pull the table towards us because it's so far that we can't eat our food on it. So we pull the table towards us. It's fine. It's cute. Music playing. I gotta love the end of my confession. R&B playing in the background. Cool. Ew. So we get the menu. We looked at the menu. We had already looked at the menu and already knew it was like Caribbean style food. We already kind of knew what we was going to get because we had checked it out a little bit before we decided we was going to go here. And we was like, okay, we're going to, let's try it. LA and Caribbean food, LA and jerk, not their strong. The Caribbeans ain't out here. We're very far from the Caribbean. Let's just say we're very far from the Caribbean.
Oh, Lord.
Islands of it all. But people be trying. It was like, we're fine. It's fine. We order our food. When we go to order our food, we say, hey, we didn't see a drink menu. You know, what do you got? What's you guys' drink menu? Restaurant and lounge.
Oh, you got to go over to the lounge.
The man proceeds to tell us, the man who has biker jeans on, ripped, sagging, and a trucker hat. He said, all we got is shots. I said, you don't have no champagne? You know, no champagne, no wine? He said, no, we got Casamigos and Hennessy. Shots. It was at this point that I look across the room at the bar area. There's a bar, there's bar seating. I look behind the bar and you know, the wall behind the bar is all shelved. You know, that's where the liquor go. It was at this point that I realized there's no liquor on that wall. It's all candles on the wall that traditionally
but have liquor.
Would have the alcohol in your bar. I said, no, no, no champagne, no, no, we just got shots. We got Hennessy, we got Casamigos. I said, oh, okay. He walks away. We turn and we look at each other. I said, these motherfuckers ain't got their liquor license? These are people, my people, my people.
We got
Please
shot.
Please tell me why you're open and why you're accepting reservations on a holiday, a grown folks holiday. It is Valentine's Day. And y'all don't have a goddamn bar. Not only do you not have a bar, y'all not telling nobody y'all don't have a bar. Why is that not the first thing the hostess is saying to me as she's walking me to this extra large blue ass booth for 23 people? Why, by the way, we're a new restaurant, still working out some kinks. We don't have a full bar, but we can definitely make you, you know, a cocktail. Why is motherfucking Cousnum at the table with the hat to the back leaning over talking about we got shots, sounding like he just had a shot? We got Hennessy and Casamigos.
Y'all ain't got no juice?
Sir, get the fuck away from me.
Please tell me y'all left. Please tell me y'all left. Did y'all stay?
At this point, we're like, okay, we see what's going on here. My man is like, he's over it because I'm proving his theory right. This is why he don't be in no hurry to just be like, go to anything just because it's black on, because he like, people don't, you got to wait till some shit, they got to iron out the kinks a little
bit.
That's
true. That's true.
So we like, we're here. We already, like, let's just make the most of the night. So we order our food. The rest of the night is fine. The food is like a 7 out of 10. I ordered some expensive ass oxtail. He ordered some expensive ass lamb chops. The food was not nasty, but it did not taste like anyone of any kind of Caribbean descent was in that kitchen. He ordered jerk lamb chops. It just tastes like seasoned oxtails. Like, it didn't have any kind of Caribbean flavor. It didn't have that spice and that like jerk type of profile, like flavor profile.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It tastes like y'all season this with Lari's garlic powder, onion powder, you know what I'm saying? The black pepper. You know, you right. Season this up like a 6-piece.
Right.
It's an oxtail.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? We ordered the appetizers. We ordered the fried shrimp appetizer, $18. And it comes out on a plate. On an appetizer plate, the plate that they usually give you to put your appetizer on,
yeah,
the appetizer
yeah.
came out on that plate. 6 shrimp in a circle with a cup of a chili sauce in the middle. 6 fried shrimp, medium size, not large, not butterfly. 6 medium-sized fries.
And y'all didn't have no cocktail sauce or what? Chili sauce.
It had a little sweet chili sauce. Chili sauce. Took up half the plate. The sauce took up half the plate. Calamari came out looking like, tasting like fish sticks, and they was the size of a quarter. Calamari. Every piece of calamari was this big. I ain't never had no calamari. Every piece was the size of a button. Where's the big tentacles? What kind of squid? This is an infant octopus.
Size of buttons.
All the calamari was the size of a button.
Oh God.
This big. Wasn't no extra large piece. It was all about this big. Like they just poured them out of a bag from the frozen section of Walmart. So my ghetto is, we just as a people, we have to do better with our businesses. We have to be for real. We have to be for real in our business ventures, because why are y'all open and functioning and y'all don't got no bar? This is a restaurant and lounge. What the lounge? It means
above all, be fucking for real, okay?
Like, y'all could at least told us BYOB. At least.
We could have went and got our own champagne.
At the very least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Niggas.
That's my ghetto. I wish them the best, but I give it 6 months if they don't figure it out.
That's a long time to give them 6 months. Rent still got to get paid. And if people ain't coming in there, good luck.
Don't even get me started on the service. It's fine. I pray for them and I hope they figure it out, baby. We ate our food so damn fast. We walked out and went right around the corner of the towel and sat at the bar and got some green tea shots. It was like, okay, done fucking around. Enough of that.
What did y'all think this was? Crazies? Oh my God. Very ghetto.
So it was a very ghetto situation. And I'm like, I really want us to do better with our business ventures.
Girl, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah. But, okay. Well, we did it. Shout out to y'all. Thanks for making it through another episode, y'all. Happy Black History Month. We're coming to the end of February. February running like you got somewhere to be. Like, it's late.
Listen, y'all say Black History Month. I say I'm Black all year, so.
I'm Black all year round, baby. Go. Except for at that restaurant. Yeah. So we'll see you guys next time. Don't forget to, I forgot. I didn't do announcements at the top of the episode. So if y'all made it this far, congratulations. We have a TikTok now, guys. We're on the clock app. So make sure y'all follow us on all of our socials. Somehow I messed up and made 2 TikTok accounts for the podcast and I'm locked out of one. Uh-oh. So we are at Good and Ghetto on Instagram and YouTube. On TikTok, we're at _ Good and Ghetto the Pod. So TikTok is just an _ and then it's our Good and Ghetto the Pod. But I'm of course going to put that in the description box. Please follow us everywhere. Leave some comments, engage with us, leave a rating, subscribe to us, follow us, watch us on YouTube. Just fuck with us. We love doing this show. If anything, this is our free therapy and our sister time. So y'all just get to be a fly on the wall of our foolishness half the time. Sis, you have any other announcements? Make sure y'all get my sis journal. I will be linking that in the description box as well. Faith and delusion.
Right.
Okay. All right. I love you, sis. I love y'all. If ain't nobody told y'all today, I'm proud of you.
Proud of you.
Until next time.
Bye.